I am currently joined with Chris Grahamson, who is currently part of the cast of Now That's What I Call a Musical, including an unbeatable 80s soundtrack, which is playing in the London Wimbledon Theatre from the 8th to the 12th of April. So Chris is currently in the cast playing Tim. Now, Chris, can you summarise for us what the musical is about for our listeners?
Yeah, it's a nostalgic tale of two best friends and how their life unfolds over a period of 20 years. Yeah, the show goes between 1989 and 2009. It tells the story of Gemma and April, played by Nina Wadia and Sam Bailey, about their friendship and their lives and how that unfolds. And it's set against the backdrop of all the 80s classics that everybody knows and loves.
Amazing. And obviously you're playing Tim within the play, and you have played some incredible roles. You have been in Tina Turner the musical, Billy Elliot, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The list just goes on. But is Tim different to characters that you've played before?
Yes, he is actually. But I suppose also, actually, now I think of it, maybe not so different.
That's okay.
I played Tony and Billy Elliot. He was... yeah, and I guess, yeah, I played Tony in Billy Elliot, and he's obviously like a really angry young man, for good reason, I suppose. And then in Tina, I played Phil Spector. He was also kind of like a bit of an angry guy, but that came out in like really extreme eccentricities and sort of a sort of maniacal spirit to him. Tim is, yeah, he's a rogue, he's a philanderer, he's a misogynist. He's the antagonist in the piece, really, the one that you really see getting in the way of Gemma's happiness, amongst other things. So, yeah, but he sounds awful, but there is a humour to him as well. So, yeah, actually, I thought Tim was really different, but... Maybe he's not. Maybe he's a bit cross at the world and sort of takes it out on people around him. He's also quite set apart from the rest of the characters. He's from a different class. Oh, that's the way I've chosen to play him anyway. He's not sort of one of the Birmingham gang. And so he sort of cuts through with his ways. I think that's a good description.
I think what we can establish here is you just have a bit of a casting type for angry men, basically, playing those parts. But you're clearly good at it, so.
Pretty much, yeah. Well,
I feel like they are a. It's a harder part to play when you're playing like a angry character. But I feel like you've described, you've clearly tried to inject some humanity to him, which sounds amazing. And I'm sure audiences will really be able to see that throughout the musical. What is your favourite number in the show and why?
I really like a number that I'm not in, and it's the Flashdance number, we call it. It's a bit of a mashup of a few different songs, but it's like a real ensemble piece. It describes the way that Tim, my character, and Gemma, Nina's character, get together when they're younger, and our younger selves are played amazingly by other actors, Kieran Cooper-Walsh and Nikita Johal. So it depicts how they meet in an old bar, one drinking, what's the word, Archers and Lemonade, and she's a nurse, and she meets up with him and all his sort of bougie city mates. And it's just, everyone just performs it so brilliantly. It's brilliantly put together by Craig Revel Horwood as well. And it's a real highlight of the show. Everyone really, that's the point where the audience really erupts in the first act, and then we're really propelled through the rest of the show by that number, I think.
Amazing. Luke actually said that was his favorite number as well, so I feel like this is number of the show. I feel like we actually need to briefly discuss the fact that Craig has been choreographing it. How has that been working with Craig?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I really like Craig. He directed and choreographed it.
Oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah, so obviously he injected a bit of his knowledge of ballroom into there. We do a version of Tainted Love, which features some like tango choreography. But Craig is just so well versed in all sorts of different styles of dance and theatre. you know, he's been around the theatre and entertainment industry so long and in so many different areas of it. You know, he started in musicals and as a chorus member, and now he's sort of this mega ballroom judge star, but he's done everything in between. So he brought all of that variety to everything. And yeah, he works quite quickly, but he also works very instinctively. And I think especially Flashdance shows him at his best in terms of his instincts for a real showpiece.
Wow, that sounds amazing. That's the fact that he's choreographing and directing it is just incredible. Can you summarise the show for us in three words?
Nostalgic, hilarious, and unruly.
Amazing. Very interesting words. I feel like hearing more about the show just makes me want to come see it even more. So I'm very excited. The final question I have for you is, can you summarise the show? Oh, I've just asked you that. Never mind. Ignore me that. what is your favourite 80s song?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, a big spectrum.
I really like Karma Chameleon, and actually we did have that in the show at one point, but then it got taken out because we actually had so many songs to choose from the Now That's What I Call Music back catalogue, and from the 80s itself we had so much to choose from, and that one kind of had to go. But I also have a real liking for like Dire Straits. I used to love playing Pots and Pans to Dire Straits. I think Dire Straits are 80s, aren't they? Yeah. There's no Dire Straits in the show. But let's go Karma Chameleon or Walk of Life by Dire Straits.
Amazing. And what was that process like, having to choose and select what songs you wanted to put in? Because obviously there's a lot of amazing 80s songs. So I feel like that must have been quite difficult for everyone as a cast.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was decided. The show was worked before we came in as the cast we are now to rehearse it and put it on its feet and get it on stage. There were workshops, and obviously Pippa Evans workshopped it and wrote it brilliantly. Before that, there was a read through as well with most of what is the cast now. So I think it was, I think from what I can gather, it was basically what songs would serve the story best.
Yeah.
You know, as with all these jukebox musicals, you try and relate existing song lyrics to what's happening in the show, and there's a certain amount of artistic license that goes on with that process. But yeah, I think the decision was mainly made to sort of choose the song that would serve the story and serve the spirit and tone of the story at that time in the play as well. So yeah, I think that's about right.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for talking to me today. The Welcome. Musical sounds absolutely incredible. And I think
it is.
We both urge listeners to book their tickets now. Obviously, it's only at Wimbledon from the 8th to the 12th of April. And I believe that's just your last show on the tour as well. So it's the last chance to see it.
Yeah, it's the last week. We've had some amazing weeks. We've had some real big sellout weeks, especially in some of the bigger houses in Manchester and Liverpool. Dublin was amazing, but yeah, it's gone down so well. People absolutely love it. You can hear the buzz over the Tannoy backstage as people are leaving. You know, you can really tell that people had a good time. So yeah, get your tickets. There's not many shows left now.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Chris, for talking for us today. And I look forward to come seeing it next week. Thank you so much.